Hey, I'm going to come out of the book of Exodus this morning in the third chapter. If you got your Bibles, you want to turn and read with me. And I'm going to pull a Brother Rudy on you this morning. I want all of us to stand this morning. Amen. Just for a minute. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Amen. Turn around and look at somebody and smile. Maybe wave at them. You know one thing about it, you smile at somebody, they'll usually smile right back. Smile is sort of contagious, you know. It's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. They say it takes like 30-something muscles to smile. It takes about 140 or something like that for the frown. So I seen folks' face just look like it was broke, then frown so much. Amen. But I like old Winston Cooper up there hanging limb. He smiles so much, his face is marked with a smile. Amen. But I want to read this scripture, and then you can be seated this morning. It's just good to be in the house of God. And thank the Lord for the liberty. You love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I've got Moses on my heart. I've had a message I've been studying on for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I don't know when I'll get to preach it. But the Lord directed me this way today. And I love preaching about Moses. I love preaching about all the patriarchs that God give us and lay down a pathway for me and you that we can easily, Brother Eric, enjoy the things we enjoy here today. They didn't come cheap. Amen. They didn't come free. It come with a price this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'm going to start in the first verse, and this is about Moses, and it's about the call of Moses. Amen. This is about the call of Moses this morning. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock on the backside of the desert and came unto the mountain of God, even unto Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Amen. And I want to preach this morning just for a few minutes. And I've preached from this scripture a few times. Amen. My ministry down here. But I want to preach just for a few minutes on holy ground this morning. Amen.
And
I believe with all my heart, boy, if there ever been a time we need to be drawn close to the Lord and on holy ground, it's a time in which we live. But I was a praying and the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with my heart, amen, about preaching. Amen, about holy ground this morning. And I began to think about this and what the Lord said. Amen. He told Moses, said, now Moses, amen, and he come up there to the burning bush and Moses had seen. And you know, there's a lot of speculation. I began to read about some of these things and study a little more about it. And some folks would say, well, it was just the way the sunlight was hitting on the colors of the leaves. And they try to make some explanation about how all this was this morning. But I believe with all of my heart, Brother Eric, it was the Spirit of God inside that bush. Amen. Yeah. And all around that bush that it burnt and was not consumed. You know, I'm glad I've got a fire that burns inside of me. Amen. And it burns this morning, but it don't consume me this morning. There's a fire in the world, and there's a I'm glad one night that, amen, that I turned aside from the way I was going. Yeah. Amen. I turned aside from the way I was traveling. I turned aside this morning, amen, from the ways that Robbie was going in. And, amen, I turned to see, amen, what the glory of the Lord would be this morning. And that's what Moses did when he turned to look, amen, upon this great sight. And, amen, he turned to look this morning, amen, and the Lord began to speak to him. Yeah. Amen, I'll tell you, the Lord was there, amen, already this morning. The Spirit of God was there already this morning. But the Lord spoke to him when he turned aside to see what God was doing this morning. I see what God's up to.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to see what God's up to sometimes. Praise the Lord. A lot of folks, you know, they want to see what everything else is up to. Amen. And that's all right. See what's going on around you sometimes. But boy, my main attention, what God is doing over here. Amen. What's the Lord doing right over there? Brother Melvin, I love to see what God, amen, is doing. I like to pay attention out of what the Lord's doing, where the Lord is at. Amen. And what he's up to this morning. I like to see what God's up to this morning, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, and I'm going to take my time just for a few minutes. I'll hurry, but I'm going to mind the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, Zechariah one time, amen, he had heard about the Lord. Amen. He had wanted to see what this everybody was raving about. Everybody was talking about. And amen. What everybody was up in the air about. And the Bible says this morning, amen, he had to see this man Jesus, who he was this morning. He had heard about him. I'll tell you this morning, the Bible said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except that he sent this morning? Boy, we need the word of God this morning.
Right.
Praise the Lord. The word of God is quick and powerful. And it is alive this morning. Right. Amen. Amen. It is alive this morning. And amen. The Bible says that Zechariah come and he climb up the sycamore tree. Amen. And the Lord passed by his way. Amen. He got down there at the foot of that sycamore tree and he looked up. Amen. He said, Zacchaeus said, come down out of the tree. Said, today I must go home with you. Amen. And abide with you this morning. Amen. I'm glad the Lord went home with me. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad the Lord goes home with us. I like that song that Eric was singing. Everywhere is home. Everywhere the Lord is. Boy, where God is. Amen. That's where I feel comfortable at. That's where I want to be at. I'm glad this morning that I feel at home in the Lord. You know, amen, a lot of folks don't feel good around the presence of God. Amen, it makes them nervous and, because they're not where they need to be or maybe where God would not have them to be at this morning. It'll tend to make you nervous. But boy, when you get right with God, it is a good place to be this morning.
Amen.
It's a good place to be. He went home and he went with the Lord. Amen. And he began to love the Lord. And he said, half of my goods that I give the poor. And said, if I've wronged any man, he's a tax collector. No doubt he had done a lot of people wrong. He said, I'll restore them. Amen. Amen. Fourfold this morning. He said, I'll restore them this morning. But Moses said, I'll turn aside and see. Amen. I'm going to turn aside and see. Amen. This great sight this morning. He knew there's something about this that was, amen, that was unique this morning. There was something about this. Amen. That was awesome. Like we say this day and time, it was awesome this morning. It was something to see. It was something to behold.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to turn aside. I'm going to look and see what's going on here because I've never seen nothing like this. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The graces of God can do more than anything that this world can ever do for you today.
Right.
Amen. I mean, it can do more. It can go further. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the Bible says in the garden, said he went a little further. I'm glad he went a little further for me and you. Amen. He went a little further this morning. He said, I'm going to turn aside and I'm going to see this. Amen. I want to see this morning, this great sight. Amen. How this bush is burning. I'd say it was, amen, I believe it was on fire. Amen. I believe it had a big fire. It had a noticeable fire. Amen. I don't believe it was some little flame. I believe it was a big fire. Amen.
Yeah,
but the bush was okay. Praise the Lord. You'll be okay. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, I'm going to turn aside. I'm going to look at this. Amen. I want to see this. Amen. And when he did, he turned to look. Amen. He thought, hey, this is something unique. I'll tell you, amen, until you recognize, amen, that God is awesome, that God is almighty. Amen. That God this morning, amen, is something that nothing else could ever compare. Amen. You'll never hear from the Lord until you recognize that this morning. I'm glad I recognized, boy. Amen. When the Lord called me, amen, I'm glad I recognized. Amen. There's something special about this man, Jesus.
Amen.
There's something special, amen, about what I've been hearing about. Amen. I grew up in a Christian home, but boy, I'll tell you, amen, that didn't make me the more saved. Amen. Than being being a car in a garage this morning. Amen. Makes it anything else. Boy, I'll tell you, it took the personal relationship with the Lord.
That's
this
right.
Morning. Amen. It took being saved by the graces of God. Amen. And boy, when I begin to hear and I begin to see what, amen, some of my families are doing and how, amen, they love the Lord. And boy, they'd be up there and, amen, there'd be people praying. There'd be people praying upon the altar and, amen, and I didn't understand it. As a young child growing up, I didn't understand it. Amen, there's no way I could understand it because I've never been born again morning.
Amen.
I didn't have the nature of God in my heart. Amen, I didn't have the Lord's Spirit in my heart this morning. Amen, but I tell you this morning, when I become to know the Lord, I begin to understand, amen, what some of the rejoicing was about. I didn't understand what they're so happy about. Some of them raise their hand and shout, glory, hallelujah. I didn't understand what was so exciting about it. Amen, but I knew there's something, amen, about that man that I wanted to know this morning. Amen. Moses wanted to know. Amen, about this thing. Amen. He said, I'll turn aside. Amen. He said, I'll turn aside now. Amen. And see this great sight. He called it a great sight. Amen. It's something that was special. It was something that was unique. Amen. He said, I'm going to turn aside and I'm going to look upon this. Amen. And when he did, and the Lord said, he seen that he turned aside and began to look. Amen. Toward that way. Amen. He was interested. Brother Rick, he was interested. He was in awe. He was thought, boy, this is something great. This is something special. Boy, I'll tell you, when I got saved, amen, I realized I had a hold of something and something had a hold of me. Amen.
Yeah.
That was the greatest thing anybody could ever do for me this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you this morning, Salvation's the greatest thing you ever have this morning, folks. Let's say amen right there.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. It's the greatest gift you can ever have. Amen. He said that all the worlds through him would be blessed this morning. You know where our blessings come from? And I know you know it this morning.
Amen.
They come from God Almighty today.
Amen.
When we recognize the Lord, we put him first. Amen. And we serve the Lord. He said, I'll add all things unto you. Amen. I'll give you what you need. Amen. He said, your barns will be full. Your barns will be plenty. Amen. You'll have enough to eat. They ain't one of us here that's went to the refrigerator. Amen.
Yeah.
For that we have plenty to look at this morning.
Amen.
We can open our closet doors and we'll choose what kind of outfit we want to wear. Amen. And boy, we get some piled up with them. We'll take them to the rummage sale and have a big old sale. And we might hit one or two on the sale sometimes.
Yes.
Amen. We might hit one or two. Amen. You ride with my dad, you'll hit about all of them this morning. Amen. I mean, they ain't a rummy cell. It takes him 6 or 7 hours to get up there to my brother's. He'll hit every rummy cell they are up and down the road. Amen. I can get up there in 3 and a half, and he'll take himself. Amen. One time it took him 10 hours to get back from to the house. Amen. That's truth this morning. Amen. But he said, I'll turn aside and I'll see this great sight. Amen. He knew it was something great. Amen. He knew there's something great this morning. And the Lord called to him. He said, Moses. Moses. Amen. When he began to recognize where he was at. And the Lord called to him. He said, Moses. Said, I want you to take your shoes off. Brother Bill Durham. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't hear Bill Durham. I know where he has. Amen. Every time he goes to preaching, I preach with him. Preach. Had preached for us, and he's preached for years and years. And boy, I mean, every time he goes to preach, the first thing he'll do is pull his shoe. He'll pull his boots off. He usually wears some cowboy boots. He'll pull them off and he'll preach. And I'm telling you, he can lay the rolls down. I mean, he can play it deep this morning. He knows he's on holy ground. That's just something God's put on his heart to do. Amen. I guess that's his signature right there. And one of the only people I know that does that, he'll do it every time. He'll preach barefooted. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you, God will bless him when he does. And amen. But he told Moses, said, I want you to pull your shoes off. Amen. For you're on holy ground this morning. Amen. I began to study about that. And I preached from it. And I preached about being on holy ground. And amen. And Moses taking his shoes off. But boy, when you go to looking into it just a little deeper. Amen. And it's a place where God is this morning. Amen. The holiness is where God is. It's what God is about this morning. And amen. And a lot of you women, amen, you can relate to this very well. And what you got your house cleaned up? And I mean, you've just mopped the floors and you've got that mop and glow out or that orange glow and you've got them things just shining and everything. And amen. And boy, and I mean, it's all clean and all. Amen. And boy, the husband comes in. He's been out in the field working. He might be out there feeding the cows. And amen, he comes in with them old boots. Amen. I mean, mud plumb up past my ankles this morning. And amen, you know what the first thing going to happen right there? Yeah. Amen. She's going to tell him, you ain't coming here with them things on.
Yeah.
Amen. You ain't coming in with them old dirty shoes on. Amen. I've got this house cleaned up. Amen. It's ready. Amen. It's ready for company. Amen. I've worked too hard. I've invested too much. Amen. I'm sweating all day long. How many of you women can relate to that? Amen. I've cleaned that house up. Amen. I don't want to see your hand, but I want to. You got a good amen to do good every now and then. Amen. And some of them come out there and they got their dirty clothes and plop right down on the couch. Amen. And prop their feet up. Amen. Don't even think nothing about where they're at or anything. Amen. But when mama gets a hold of it, you know what happened, Brother Melvin? They realize real quick just where they're at then.
Amen.
You're in the clean house this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, Moses said, I want you to take your shoes off. Amen. You're in a clean house this morning.
Amen.
You're in a place where God is. Amen. Where there's no defilement. There's no sin this morning. You come before the Lord, you're going to have to come clean this morning.
Amen.
I had to come clean when I come to the Lord this morning, Eric.
Yeah, me too.
Amen. Had to come clean. Amen. I tell you, when you come to the Lord and when folks come to the Lord, they have to come clean. When I got saved, I had to come clean with the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
And I felt clean when I come to him.
Amen.
Amen. I felt like a newborn babe. I really did. Amen. I know we're not saved by feelings.
Yeah.
But you have feelings. Amen. And you have experiences with the Lord, but you're saved by faith through grace. Amen. By the grace of God and believing on the Lord. Amen. Is what you're saved by. But I remember first thing that I felt. Amen. I felt like I was just washed. Amen. I felt like a new babe. I thought, you know, I've got a brand new chance. That's what God does for us. Amen. God gives us a brand new chance. He said, Moses had been run out of Egypt. Amen. He had killed a man. Amen. He tried to do the will of God in his own ways, with his own power. And he had flubbed it all up. Amen. Been run out of Egypt. Amen. He knew to go back would be suicide. Amen. He knew to go back. Amen. Would be immediate death this morning. He had really messed up this morning. But God said, I'm going to give you a brand new chance.
Amen.
He took his shoes off. Amen. Because he knew, amen, he was standing, amen, on holy ground this morning. Amen. I wrote a few things down. Amen. About holy. Amen. Being holy this morning. Amen. And there's four distinct meanings, amen, of holiness this morning, being holy. There's four distinct meanings. I'm going to go over with you real quick, amen, before I close this morning. I'm not going to hold you too long. Amen. Number one, amen, of being holy, and this is what God is, and this is what we're to be, amen, is to be set apart this morning.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, amen, come ye out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And he said, and I will receive you. Amen. I don't walk like the world. The world don't guide my steps. Amen. The Holy Spirit guides my steps. The Lord guides my steps. Amen. God tells me, amen, Robbie, you go here and you do this or you do that. Amen. And I want you to do this. I'm not saying that I've always done what God would have me to do. I mean, a lot of times I've come short. Amen. And I really have. And you will too. But I'll tell you this morning, amen, God knows I'm set apart. If I fail to do the will of the Lord, I'm going to get a big spanking for it this morning. Amen. Because I'm set apart to the Lord. And if you're saved by the grace of God, you're set apart to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says if you have no chastisement, you're none of His this morning. You don't belong to Him. Amen. But boy, as many as the Lord loves, He said, I rebuke and I chasten. I've been set apart when I come to the Lord. And when you come to Christ this morning, you are set apart for the Lord Jesus this morning.
Amen.
Amen. To be holy. Amen. Because God is holy. Amen. He said, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Amen. To be holy, amen. The number one aspect, amen. The number one meaning this morning, distinct meaning, is to be set apart. Amen. Number two, amen, is to be perfect. Amen. Or spiritually pure this morning. Amen. To be perfect or spiritually pure. Amen. I mean to be pure. That's what God is. Amen. Small preacher, how can we be pure? How can we be this way? Amen. And we say that in, amen, in reverence this morning. Amen. In reverence to the Lord. Amen. How can we get that way? Amen. Brother Donald's a good teacher, and I love to hear him teach, and he teaches us all the time. Amen. About the law, how the law, what you had to do under the law. And no man can keep the law. I mean, there's folks that's got all kinds of rules. There's churches that's got all kinds of rules. Amen. And I'll tell you, if you're living in a church that's got all kinds of rules, amen, you're going to be miserable this morning.
Right.
Amen. God didn't give me a bunch of rules just to go by. Amen. The Father, I mean, we've got rules to go by.
Yeah.
But we serve Him out of faith. And we do the thing because we love the Lord
this
morning.
Right.
Amen. Is the reason we keep the law. Amen. The law couldn't save. It shows us where our sins are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But it is the grace of God. It is the blood of Jesus. Amen. That makes us pure. It's the blood of Jesus that makes you pure. Amen. I'm glad the Lord made a way that we can be spiritually. Amen. Holy before the Lord. Amen. We can be spiritually pure. Amen. And perfect before the Lord. Amen. I mean to be complete. Amen. But to be holy. Amen. Is to be perfect spiritually. Or spiritually pure in the Lord. Number three. Amen. Amen. Is to be something or someone. Amen. Who invokes. Amen. Who invokes. Or a vindication or at all. Amen. Of the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Something or someone that invokes. Amen and all. Amen. Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Amen. I mean, to see something holy, to be in holy, and to look at something holy. Amen. It is, holiness is something to be in awe of. Something, I mean, you're mesmerized about. You're amazed about. Amen. I mean, we get around here and we sing the songs of Zion and the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and amen. And we feel the Spirit of God moving from heart to heart. And amen. And we see the love that happens, amen, in a home and a family. Amen. And maybe around the dinner table. And amen. Maybe a good conversation about the things of right. And amen. The things of God. This morning you begin to feel the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. It is something to be in awe about. That is the holiness of the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you this morning, we need the holiness of God. A lot of folks don't understand holiness. This day and time, holiness ain't how high you jump. Amen. It's how we live when we hit floor this morning.
Amen.
Amen. It's how we live when we hit floor.
That's right.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. But we're to be in awe. Amen. We're to be in awe of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We're to be in awe of His spiritual goodness. Amen. And I know I'm preaching to folks. Amen. If we only realize it, we're in awe of what God does. Amen. We're mesmerized by what the Lord can do. It's amazing to see what God can do. Amen. And I I tell you, folks, if ever a time we need to be on holy ground, I pray God bring me on holy ground. Amen. Live on holy ground. Praise the Lord. A lot of folks think you're on holy ground this morning. Amen. You're going to be somebody that somebody ain't going to like. Amen. You're going to be somebody that just can't compare. You can't relate to anybody else's problems. You can't relate. Amen. To your kids. You can't relate to your neighbor. You can't relate to anybody else. Amen. A lot of folks said, you know, amen, some will say, well, they're too heavenly minded to be earthly, any earthly good. Amen. I beg to differ. Well, if we get heavenly minded, we ought to. We'll be some earthly good this morning.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. A lot of folks think to be heavenly minded is be no earthly good. Amen. I'm telling you just a different. Amen. To be heavenly minded is to be earthly good. Amen. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salt this morning? If my religion gets me, Brother Morris, where I can't help my neighbor, my religion's in vain this morning.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, we can't lend a helping hand if we can't be a help to our neighbor, maybe speak a kind word, visit them when they're sick. Amen. Or when a death has happened. Amen. We need to be no use this morning. I want, how many wants to be of use this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
I want to be of use, don't you? Amen. I want to be of use this morning. But we're in awe of the Lord. Amen. Number four. Amen. He said, in being holy, is to be filled with supernatural, amen, and potential powers. Amen. To be filled with power. Amen. I wonder this morning, if we had the power, the Lord said, I'm going to give you power. What kind of power would we ask for? Amen. The Lord come to Solomon one time and said, Solomon, you pleased me. You ask me what you want. I said, I'll give it to you. You please me. You ask me what you want, I'll give it to you. Amen. And Solomon, amen, and the Lord came to him in a vision. He said, Lord, said, I pray for wisdom. Amen. That I might lead your people. That I might lead your people in the right way, the holy way. And it pleased the Lord. And the Lord said, and the Lord told, the Bible says, the Lord told him, said, Solomon, you could ask for riches. You could have asked for fame. You could have asked all these other things. But said, because that you've asked me of this, you may lead your people. Said, I'm going to bless you with wisdom. I'm going to bless you with riches. I'm going to bless you with fame. There's never been another one like Solomon. I mean, that's ever lived upon the face of the earth. There's never been another one like Solomon was this morning. I mean, the wisdom we read about in the book of Proverbs, the Songs of Solomon, the Ecclesiastes, amen, that he wrote, and amen, all the works that he did. Boy, there's, I mean, if you just, you're in awe of it, amen. The wholeness that the Lord brought, amen. But it's being filled with that power, amen. The spiritual power, the strength, the ability, power means ability this morning. Amen. You follow me? I mean, God gives power. The Bible says, as many have come to him, gave he them power to become a child of God this morning. I mean, it's hard for me sometimes to forgive some folks or some things that's been done to me and said about me.
Yeah.
Or mentioned, amen. But I know, and I've come to realize, and I've tried the Lord, amen. I realize, amen, if I can get that to the Lord, and I can just leave it there and let God handle that. Lord, I don't want to hold no grudges. None. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to do your will. I've seen time and time again. I've got this, as I can tell you about how God's moved. I've had folks, I mean, say things about me. Amen. I've been trying to run me down, not knowing what they're talking about, not understanding, amen, what they're doing this morning. Amen. And the Lord bring it right back on. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I've seen God work. Amen. God will work like that. God will give you power. Amen. Amen. God will give you power this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean supernatural
amen.
Power. Amen. That comes from the Lord. God will fight your battles for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God will fight your battles for you. Amen. One more point this morning. Amen. I'm going to bring over. Amen. Bush wouldn't be no bush. He'd just be a regular bush if it wasn't for the fire this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It was a holy fire. Amen. The fire.
Purifies.
Amen. Symbolizes this morning. Amen. Of the holy power. Amen. It is unsearchable. It is incomprehensible. It is incomparable this morning. There's no comparison to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's no comparison. There's no comprehension. Amen. There's no end. The Bible says there's no searching. Amen. Of the ends and ways of the Lord. Apostle Paul said, amen, I've just scratched the surface. Amen. I don't understand it all. He said, we look through a glass darkly. I don't understand everything. You don't understand everything. But we understand enough to get us through, and that ought to be good enough.
Amen.
That ought to be good enough for us. Amen. They're unsearchable this morning. Amen. Unsearchable, incomprehensible, and incomparable this morning. Amen. And he said they're great and they're wonderful. Amen. This morning. Amen. And they're a wonderful thing. He said he was a wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
Amen. I like it when Isaiah began to, amen, prophesy about our coming King and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He said this morning, he was a wonderful counselor for me and you this morning.
Amen.
That's the wholeness of the Lord. Amen. That's the reason. I don't care this morning how the world may rage. Amen. They'll never stop Christmas this morning.
Amen.
I mean, Christmas is going to go on because the Lord established it this morning.
That's right.
There's a special feeling around Christmas time. I mean, the devil just hates, but he can't do anything about it today.
Preach on,
I love Christmas time. I'm looking forward to these kids. If they get put on play, Donna, are they going to be put on play?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm looking forward to them putting on play. Amen. Tell everybody, amen, the kids are going to be putting on play, and they put on a good one. Amen. Because it's about the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. I'm through. Amen. You love the Lord? Say amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen this morning. Let's bow our head this morning. I'm going to close in prayer. Amen. I've given you what the Lord has given me this morning. Lord, we thank you today for your goodness. And thank you for thy salvation, Lord. And thank you for all your help that you do for us. We just thank you for the thanksgiving that we've come through, Lord. We know we've been in a pandemic, but God, we know your presence and your spirit is as real as it has ever been. We thank you, Lord, how you watch over us. You help us and you keep us. Help us to be a light, Lord, and a witness this morning for you. And help us, Lord, to bring us into holy ground. God, that we may shine this morning, Lord, and reflect all the good things that you've done and that you're doing for us this morning, Lord. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll praise you for it. And everybody said amen.